Buddhas and ancestors have emphasized the good fortune and, I will say, privilege to be born human. Dogen spoke of the good fortune of encountering the Dharma, emphasizing this as an incentive to practice, to make good use of this moment opportunity and privilege of circumstances, conditions as are, to practice and accomplish the way, being the joyful life we are, this non-self interdependence we manifest this moment. I'm not speaking about some abstract ideal, but the good fortune and privilege of you being you, just as you are, the universe coming together in myriad ways as your life, all the circumstances inside, outside, that manifest this moment your life. Do you see this? Do you appreciate this? Do you believe this? Do you doubt this? Do you find fault with this? Please notice for yourself. Please notice if you believe judgments and expectations. Please see these judgment of others as they are, whether others close or far, the judgments of self as is, and even judgments of the specific mind-body condition right now. In the Gatha we say, rarely encountered in hundreds of thousands of millions of ages, now we see this. Or we can say, now we have this opportunity and privilege. The Gatha and ancestors do not low down the concepts of opportunity and privilege with negative connotations of critique and blame. Some of us unjustly privilege human birth and denigrate beings of other realms, just as some of us unjustly privilege ourselves or those we identify with, and therefore often also judge and denigrate and criticize others. Does this happen to you? How so? How do we defile this life moment? And more significantly, do you see the greed and anger that results, the confusion in your life relations and function? This is caught in self-centeredness, holding to beliefs and judgments, even holding to beliefs and judgments about, quote, our, close quote, feeling, thought, and body, as well as that of others. This manifests and leads to dissatisfaction and harm. There is something valuable to explore in the narrowness of some visions whose human-centric perspective and self-privilege perspective leads them to miss and react with blind habits to all sorts of other states and beings, including of ourself when various specific conditions arise. At the same time, we also are missing the Dharma of mountains and streams, the Dharma of insentient. To simplify, missing this interbeing moment, this non-self ongoing change. Many ancestors, including Dogen, so clearly articulate the Dharma of the mountains and streams, the Dharma of insentient, which is the practice of just sitting, shikantaza, the practice of the actualized life right here now, this experiencing. Whatever we call this, if we are blinded by ideas about this, we miss our own life. The various forms of dualistic emphasis, of privilege talk, so-called, has often been used as a justification for all sorts of harmful action. This is an excuse to justify self-centered, judgmental hatred. All beings are the wisdom and perfection of the Tathagata, states the Buddha in the Avatamsaka Sutra. And at the same time, the birth opportunity of each form, each moment of cause and effect, of each privilege, being born in the particular form and station we are right now, and encountering and embodying Dharma, are the perfection of this moment, cause and effect, the encouragement to make good use of the opportunities and privilege of a bodhisattva life. Compassionate serving, not as a reason to look up or down, make judgments or worse. Not knowing is opening, listening, appreciating. Emphasizing knowing and beliefs results in blaming, elevating, putting down, with resulting harm and suffering. This is dukkha. Each of us is perfectly privileged as we are. And we make efforts of bodhisattva improvement. Can we deal with interpersonal issues, family, social, ethnic, racial, or class differences and conflicts with this not knowing, this open listening, no boundary? In this non-mistake universe, not speaking of the faults of others, I hope we can deal with differences in this way, manifesting the emptiness of forms, manifesting the myriad forms of emptiness. Thank you.